Introducing two new and improved Jeremy's Razors. Fighting the left and building the future means constantly bringing your best, and that's exactly what Jeremy's Razors is doing. Choose between the new and improved Precision 5 Razor for an exceptionally smooth and close shave, or the brand new Sprint 3 Razor for a quick, clean shave. The new razors feature top-to-bottom redesign. Enjoy an ergonomic handle designed for superior durability. The new coated stainless steel blades are sharper, so they last longer. Increased flexibility allows the razor to better contour to your face to reduce nicks and cuts. Plus, the lubricating strip is now equipped with argan oil and aloe. It's time to toss out that woke razor and get yourself a Precision 5 or Sprint 3 trial kit today. Pledge to fight the left and build a future with Jeremy's Razors. Go to jeremysrazors.com and order yours today.
All right, happy Memorial Day, everybody. I thought I'd have the day off, but they have me here at Daily Wire Studios cooking meat for everybody, for Good Ranchers. I'm now a cook, I guess. By the way, before we get into the video today, making Good Ranchers burgers, and the Good Ranchers burgers are so good that even I can't screw them up, which is, I guess, is why they're trusting me with it. Go to goodranchers.com/Walsh, use code Walsh, and get your own Good Ranchers box. They got burgers, they got steaks, they got chicken. All of it, again, so good that even I can make it. You know, something we like to do on the Matt Walsh Show in these videos is we like to go to TikTok, to the lost souls of TikTok, and kind of give them some advice. And the thing about on TikTok is they often have these dating experts who will give dating advice. And so while we're making some meat today, I think we're going to go watch some of these dating advice videos. And I guess while I'm making meat, I'll just give some kind of fatherly responses to these dating advice videos. So let's go to the first one.
A lot of times in dating, you're going to experience people that are hot and cold, right? One week they're texting you like crazy. The next week they're being short with you and they're not giving you so much attention. What's our first emotional response to that? It's call them out, right? Say, hey, listen, I don't understand why you're not hitting me up. Or, hey, listen, I think I need to take a step back from this situation because it's really bothering me. Let me tell you something. The worst thing that you can do is verbally tell someone that their lack of attention
is bothering you. Nude grilling, hot tubs,
even if it really
is houseboats.
Telling them gives them all the power. The reality is, even if you're feeling that way, you need to take actions and stay silent. You can't say shit to them. Just take a step back with actions. Don't say your moves to somebody. Because let's say they're not giving you attention because they're actually busy. Then it shows you're patient, right? And that's better for you. And then let's say they actually don't give a fuck and they're not giving you attention that way. Their true colors are going to come out at some point, so you're better off keeping your mouth shut.
And now what he says there is basically, if you think there's an issue, don't talk about it. Just remain silent and hope that it works itself out. And the thing is, as a man, I can sort of understand that instinctively. Like, I do apply that sometimes to relationships when I shouldn't. I apply it to like household repair issues. Something's broken. My wife says, can you fix it? I'll say, just leave it. It'll work itself out. Medical problems. You know, I feel a certain pain. I just say, well, I'll leave it alone. But in reality, that's not actually what you should do. Okay. In a relationship, you just talk to somebody. And if you think there's an issue, then you have the conversation. But here's the other point. If you're just dating someone and they're already flighty and they're hot and cold and they're ignoring you for a week and then they're into you for a week, just break up. That's the easiest thing you could do. It's not worth your time. If they're already doing that, just break up. Take my advice. Okay, let's watch the next one.
15 really personal questions you should consider asking on a first date if you don't want to waste your time. Do you want kids? Do you want to be in a monogamous relationship? Do you want to get married one day? Who did you vote for in the last election? Who do you first go to for support? How often do you drink or do drugs? How done are you with your ex? How important is religion to you? What's your main priority in life? How often do you want to do it? How adventurous are you in bed? When an argument happens, do you initially want to process it or get some space? Would you ever be open to relationship therapy? What's your number one deal breaker? Why do relationships typically end for you?
Okay, you see there, the first like five questions actually weren't too bad. The problem is, first of all, is I can pretty much guarantee that he's looking for all the wrong answers to those questions. Like there are right answers to those questions, and that guy is probably looking for the wrong answers. The rest of it though, listen, it's the first date. You do want to be careful that your first date doesn't become like a Law and Order interrogation scene where you're going through 20 questions. How long were you with your ex? What are your priorities in life? Like, you want to be a little bit careful with that. And asking somebody on a first date if they'd be open to relationship counseling? I just met you 5 seconds ago and you're asking me if I'm ready to be in counseling with you? That's a million red flags all at once. So that advice, at least unlike some of the other stuff we've seen, it started strong, went off the rails, unfortunately. Let's check out the next one.
Here are 5 easy ways to tell if he's physically attracted to you. Number 1, when you get close to him, you notice his nostrils flare. This isn't a coincidence. It's actually because he's sniffing you for something called pheromones. Pheromones are the chemical that determine compatibility, like if you guys would make healthy babies together. So if you notice him flare his nostrils, he's just subconsciously sniffing you. Second sign he's super physically attracted to you is that when you look at his eyes, his pupils dilate. This is because as humans, we tend to fixate and hone in on the things that we like and the things that we're after. 3 is that you notice he's sweating. It is really common to have like an elevated nervous system around people that we like because we're nervous and excited. So if you notice him sweating, there's a good chance he's attracted to you.
I wet my armpants.
Have you ever been talking to a guy and notice that he's playing with or touching his hair like a lot? Guys involuntarily do this when they're attracted to someone because messed up hair is more flattering, so you're gonna notice them playing with their hair quite a bit. Finally, do you notice him touching his face a lot when he's talking to you? When we're turned on, our faces and our mouth and lips are more sensitive to touch, hence kissing. If he's super attracted to you, you may notice him doing things that are an excuse to touch his mouth more, like taking more sips of his drink.
Okay. What have I told you about body language science? Okay, that's a science, a fake science. You put it in the same realm as like astrology, climate change. Okay, no, you cannot read every little movement that a person makes and then draw these wild conclusions. Like, if they're sweating, then they're attracted to you. I'm sweating right now. Who am I attracted to, the cameraman? Like, how does that make any sense? I sweat a lot. I have overactive sweat glands, okay? It's a medical condition. Doesn't mean I'm attracted to everybody in the room. That's the first thing. Second thing is also, if you're a woman, like maybe if you're a man trying to discern if a woman's physically attracted to you, that gets a little bit more complicated. If you're a woman and you want to know if a man's attracted to you and you're on a date with him, I'll tell you how you know. He is attracted to you because you're on a date with him. And if he was not attracted to you physically, he wouldn't be there.
I think he likes you.
So that's it. That's all you need to know. Don't have to watch for his eyes dilating or how he moves his fingers or whether he's sweating. All right, let's check out the next one.
So for all my girlies dating men, this is what you're gonna do on your date. Cause I know dating can be awkward, okay? But I learned this on TikTok and I need to teach it to everyone. Okay, so the bell comes. I'm you, okay. Do you need any help with that? Okay, that, what are they gonna say? Yeah, you need help with that on the bill that you wanted to take me out to that I had to get ready for? I don't think so. In a patriarchy created by men where men are paid more than women, even though women typically do a better job, in a world where all wars have been started by men, in a society where 90% of rapes are by men, don't even get me started on the orgasm gap. No, babe, when your gender figures it out, maybe we'll talk about it.
All right. Just out in a parking lot by myself, making burgers, watching TikTok videos. Totally normal way to spend your Memorial Day. Now, as far as that video goes, no, this is, you can't have it both ways, okay? I know this is what feminists, they're trying to do this. They realize that they back themselves into a corner with all the empowered woman stuff. I'm an independent woman. Well, that means now you gotta pay the bill, and they don't wanna pay the bill, so they're trying to figure out a way to make it work where they can still be an empowered, independent woman, but also expect the man to pay for everything. And it's just, it's not gonna fly. And by the way, she says that, well, men, they do all the bad things in society. Yeah, men also, build society. Like every bridge you've ever driven across, it's because a man built it. Every building you've ever been in, a man built it, okay? That's all men doing that. And here's the thing. We do all that. We make the hamburgers. We build society. We're willing to do it. And we're also willing to pay the bill. But then you have to do your part of it, which is to drop the whole feminist empowered shtick, okay? So it can work, but you gotta play your role in this, is the point. But that's also good, because men, if you're watching this and you see women, it's a very positive development, I think, for women to be on social media saying things like this, because they're advertising themselves, and men, you see that woman and you know, okay, avoid that woman like the plague, or anybody like her. I think I could stomach maybe one more of these videos, so let's watch one more.
I gotta pull over for this shit. Guys, please, enough of this shit. The friend zone is so easy to avoid because what is important is what not to do, not what to do. In order to avoid the friend zone, you have to be aware of the things that get you friend zoned and not do those things, like asking her how her day was. Your entire day in life should be aligned with your purpose and what you are going after in life. If you are wasting your time texting a girl throughout the day to a point of where you can have a conversation of how her day's going, you're doing something wrong. Texting, snapping, phone call, FaceTime, any kind of constant communication throughout the day will get you friend zoned. Always being available, always doing her favors will get you friend zoned. Always saying yes to her will get you friend zoned.
But when you use my friend zone escape plan, the love story is just beginning.
Okay, this is why I tell you guys, check the resume, especially important for men. If you got a man who's on social media giving all kinds of advice about how to be a man, I want to know his resume. Like, what do you know about being a man? Have you ever even made meat at a barbecue? Are you married? Do you have kids? Like, I need to know all these things before I'm gonna take advice from you about how to be a man. And I'm guessing in this case, he doesn't have a lot of experience with it, because all the things he said you shouldn't do for a woman, those are all the things that if you're married and you don't do those things, you're not gonna be married for very long, okay? If you're with a woman who will be turned off because you ask her how her day was, she'll be turned off because you're talking to her and showing interest, then that's just a good indication to leave and go find another woman. Just break up. Take my advice. And find a different man to take advice from, like me. And also, find somewhere else to get your meats, like Good Ranchers. I might have overcooked this one slightly, but that's okay. Go to goodranchers.com/Walsh, use code Walsh, and have yourself a great Memorial Day. God bless America. Godspeed.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And it's your last chance to get more fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this limited-time bundle ends June 30th. Save now at cedarpoint.com.